and just go, I want to recognize the body and the blood of the Lord, best I understand scripture, best I understand everything, and know that I'm truly partaking of the body and blood of Christ somehow in some real way. Again, I'm not making any like grand statements. I'm just saying some of the stuff I didn't know. I didn't know that for the first 1500 years of church history, everyone saw it as the literal body and blood of Christ. And it wasn't until 500 years ago that someone popularized a thought that it's just a symbol and nothing more. I didn't know that.
What in the world? Do you really think you're eating the flesh of Christ? You really think you're drinking the blood of Christ when you're taking the Eucharist? So what they did is say, well, let's just name it transubstantiation. That way we can safeguard it for any criticism from the Protestants or, you know, just normal people who, when they see us do this and when we answer them as far as why do we do this, we just tell them, well, this is the doctrine of transubstantiation. This is what we do in communion. And this is what we believe. And they put this theological scholarly term to it in order to basically pull your attention away from this insanity that they believe. Okay, this insane, bizarre doctrine that they teach. Now, something happened at the last meal that Jesus celebrated with his disciples. Something that had never happened before. Ordinary bread and wine were transformed into the body and blood of Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity. I'm sure the disciples didn't fully understand what had just happened, nor what would happen when they went on to celebrate the Last Suppers with the early Christian community. Yet they believed and had faith in the Lord's words, even though they didn't fully understand them. So what they're saying is, look, they didn't understand that they're eating Jesus and drinking his blood. But they had faith that that's exactly what they were doing. That's what he's saying. For Catholics today, not much has changed. We believe that at every Mass, bread and wine become Jesus.
Garbage.
His blood, body, soul, and divinity, even though we can't fully understand how it happens. The miracle of the Eucharist is a mystery. Something that human reason and intelligence, right, can never fully grasp. Yeah, because it takes a stupid idiot.
Amen.
Right? To actually believe something like this.
Right.
I didn't know that.